Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish with my podcast, Let There Be Light, on Elul, Daily Insight number 5 on Elul. So we're continuing to discuss the 27th chapter of Tehillim Psalms. We're still in the first verse. It says, L'David by David, Hashem Ori V'yishimi Mi'ira. God is my light, He's my salvation. Who shall I be afraid from? Hashem Moaz Chai Mi'mi'evchad. God is the source of my strength. Who shall I dread? So I just want to talk about the difference between the concept of mora, fear, and pachad, which is also really known as fear, but many translate it as dread. What does that actually mean? What's the difference? So I want to share with you an insight from one of the commentators on Tehillim, or rather Tanakh, and that is the Malbim. The Malbim says the following. You know, we have two kinds of fears in life. Maybe it can be broken down to more categories, but two general categories. One is the fear of the known. We look at life in front of us. We see COVID. We see the pandemic. We see the economy. We see all sorts of different issues that cause us stress and worry, and we're just afraid. We're afraid of them. That is what is referred to as mora, as fear. But then there's another element, and that element is the fear of the unknown. A lot of times people are more afraid of the unknown than they are of the known, because the known, they know they can at least deal with it. The unknown is, how do you know what's going to be in 5 years? How's global economy going to look? How's public health going to look? Is the pandemic going to be behind us? And we don't know all these questions. So there's a fear of the unknown. And when people get wrapped up in the fear of the unknown, they become many times very anxious and very worried and very stressed and sometimes depressed, because, you know, the fear of the unknown can just trigger so many, so many feelings of worry in a person. That fear of the unknown, says the Malbim, is referred to as pachat. So there's two kinds of fears. There's the fear of the known, which is referred to as mara, and then there's the fear of the unknown, which is referred to as pachat. So what King David is saying is, L'David Hashem Ori V'yishi, because God is my light, He's my salvation, mi'ira. So I have no fear of the known, because I feel that God is with me. He's present with me in my life. So mi'ira, so I'm not alone. I know things are going to happen. It's not always, as I discussed yesterday, it's not always going to be, you know, peaches and cream. It's not always going to be life is not meant to be perfect, but I know at least I will not be alone. I know that He promised us, even though we walk in the shadow of death sometimes, but we won't be alone. But then there's another element. There's another element of Hashem, the second part of the pasuk. Hashem is chayim mi'evchad. God is the strength of my life. Who shall I have pachad from? So what that is saying is, because Hashem is the strength of my life, I do not fear the unknown. What's going to happen? Things may happen. There may be a crisis that will break out. There may be problems that's going to break out. We're not putting our head in the sand. It doesn't mean to suggest that we put our head in the sand and we pretend that everything's just going to be fine. No, that's not at all what it means. What it means is, because I have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I feel God's presence in my life, yes, things will happen in the future, but I know He'll be at my side. So that's what it means. Hashem is chayim mi'evchad. Not only is God's presence in my life something to rely on, even in the face of known challenges, but even on the unknown challenges, you know, the fear of the unknown, so to speak, I'm not going to succumb to that worry. You can worry, yeah, of course, but that kind of person's not going to submit and succumb to that worry, because God is the strength of his or her life. I wish you all a meaningful journey of Elul, and in this case, a good Erev Shabbos.